From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko is condemning the killing of former Deputy Prime Minister and Russian opposition activist Boris Nemtsov, killed in Moscow overnight. Mr. Poroshenko called Nemtsov a bridge between Ukraine and Russia. He was shot dead Friday night in central Moscow. Elena Alexeeva, a spokesperson for the Russian Interior Ministry, confirmed the death, saying he was killed around 11:15 p.m. local time. Nemtsov was a sharp critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, criticizing him on radio just a few hours before his death for plunging Russia into crisis by his policy on Ukraine. In Washington, President Obama called on the Russian government to conduct a prompt, impartial, and transparent investigation. Thousands of Cameroonians marched through the center of the capital Yaounde today in opposition of the militant group Boko Haram and to support troops fighting to stop Boko Haram's attacks. Cameroon has joined Nigeria, Chad, and Niger, all located in the area where Boko Haram is active, in fighting the Islamist group. An organizer told VOA the march is a sign of solidarity with the millions of people suffering because of Boko Haram's activities. At least 150,000 people are displaced inside Nigeria, while 200,000 other Nigerians have fled to other countries and refugee camps there. President Barack Obama has signed a bill funding the Department of Homeland Security for another week, averting furloughs for thousands of workers responsible for protecting the country against counterterrorism. The U.S. House of Representatives passed the stopgap measure late Friday with a two-thirds majority vote shortly after the Senate passed the same bill. Congress has now 1 week to work out their differences in order to avoid yet another deadline, the deadlock over immigration funding. This is VOA News. Kurdish fighters say they have liberated a northeastern Syrian town that has been a stronghold for Islamic State militants. Tal Hamas is located in the Haseka province. Meanwhile, VOA's Kurdish service reports at least 9 people were killed and 4 abducted when the Islamic State militants carried out a bombing of a church in Jibish village near Tal Tamur. The imprisoned leader of the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, has called on it to attend a conference on disarmament in Turkey. The announcement was made with a joint statement from government ministers and pro-Kurdish deputies. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Abdullah Öcalan, the imprisoned leader of the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, is urging his supporters to attend a conference in Turkey on disarmament. The announcement was made after talks with the government. Pro-Kurdish deputy Sura Suriye Önder described the decision as a key moment in peace efforts. This is an historic declaration of will to replace armed struggle with democratic politics, he said. The PKK is fighting for greater rights for minority Kurds in Turkey. The government is insisting that disarmament should start before announcing any reforms. Deputy Prime Minister Yalcin Akdoğan described the PKK leader's move as significant. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Germany's parliament overwhelmingly voted Friday in favor of a 4-month extension of Greece's financial bailout program. Greece was granted the extension in exchange for a commitment to budget reforms. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras won Greece's January elections with a promise to renegotiate the austerity measures imposed for a return for the $270 billion bailout for the country. U.S. actor Leonard Nimoy, best known for his character Mr. Spock on the short-lived but much-loved Star Trek series, has died at the age of 83. VOA's Adam Phillips reports.
Live long and prosper.
Leonard Nimoy, who played the half-human, half-Vulcan, pointy-eared Star Trek character Spock, lived long and prospered for nearly 5 decades as the focus of adoration, even awe, for millions of Trekkies around the world. But the cool, unflappable demeanor Nimoy projected in the series was only one face of a creative life in which he also played film director, singer, controversial art photographer, and memoirist. Born in 1931 to Orthodox Jewish parents from Ukraine, Nimoy died of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease in Los Angeles. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.
He was a favorite. Earl Lloyd, who broke the color barrier in U.S. professional basketball, becoming the first African-American to play in the league, has died at the age of 86. The cause of his death has not been disclosed. He made sports history when he entered the game for the now-defunct Washington Capitals in 1950. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.